Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we roll out our new streamlined listener new music format.
Hold on, Patrick. Before we get started, I need to make a clothing change.
Well, make it quick, Jim. The tape is rolling.
This won't take long. I just want to put on my boogie shoes. All right, how is it seeing Shadow again?
It's wonderful.
Patrick?
Jim, it's wonderful.
Shadow's
it's,
here in the basement with us.
I got to tell you, it's really wonderful. Missed him a lot. And I think, I don't want to jinx anything, I think we've rekindled our old friendship. So I think he remembered me a little bit, which is great. So as he climbs up on you, and yes, there he is. Yes, barking. Shadow, we love you.
Yes. He's like, pay attention to me.
Yes. Don't do that podcasting you do.
That's right. Yeah, it's been great. He's having a great time, you know, for a year plus, like nobody came to the house.
Yeah. So gotta be hard.
He's excited.
Yeah. People are coming in and out at all hours.
That's funny. Okay. This show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We're going to dive right in here. We have new music from listeners. Today we're going to do three.
Okay.
But as I mentioned yesterday, people were really good about following the new guidelines.
Excellent.
One or two songs per call.
Great.
That's it. And,
helps a lot.
We'll be able to get more callers in that way.
Yeah.
All right.
I love it.
All right. So we always start, or we not always, but we try to generally kick it off with Stephen Routledge from Scotland. And
absolutely.
He has the music.
He's got it.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, interns Matt, Mary, Sam and Sammy, as well as Patrick's one true friend, Shadow, whom I hope has not been overindulging on Circadius. It's Stephen Routledge here calling in from Scotland with my new music picks for May. As requested, I have slimmed my selection down to just two songs. My first choice is Burden of Belief by Times of Grace, the lead single from forthcoming new album, Songs of Loss and Separation. This is the first new music from them in 10 years. The only previous release was the stunning but overlooked masterpiece, The Hymn of a Broken Man, a side project of Killswitch Engage's Adam Dukovitz, who played every instrument on the album, and at the time, former Killswitch Engage frontman Jesse Leach. Their new album is without doubt my most anticipated release of the year. As a result of them working together again, when Howard Jones had to leave Killswitch Engage amicably on health grounds, Leach resumed the role he'd given up after their seminal 2002 album, Alive or Just Breathing. On a side note, I was fortunate enough when seeing Killswitch Engage open for Iron Maiden at the O2 in London that Howard Jones came out for the end of Heartache and he and Leach performed together. Anyway, back to Burden of Belief. The song caught me by surprise. Less metal than Hymn of a Broken Man, this is nonetheless a song that achieves the rare feat of matching the music perfectly to the subject matter. The dragging, ominous groove and turbocharged bluesy feel perfectly evokes the mental turmoil Leach sings off. Only towards the end of the song do we hear any snippets of the screamo vocal for which he is renowned. I've got slight echoes of Alice in Chains' Rooster from this, and it's done nothing to dampen my anticipation for the full album. It's a slow and building song, so I'd suggest playing from about 3 minutes 30 to really get a feel of the groove and power. Playing from the start would only get you just about through the intro. And for any metal fans out there not familiar with Hymn of a Broken Man, I implore you to check it out. Moving from one powerhouse vocalist to another, and in what may be the first three-time selectee for my new music picks, is Frances Lyon. Having updated her moniker from the decidedly less search engine optimised friendly Lyon. Her song Secondhand was my favourite song of 2019. And Home, her new single, is a more poppy and mainstream sound than many of my selections, but with a big drum sound and sense of power bubbling underneath. I find her voice captivating in its mix of vulnerability, control and pure rock power. With only singles and an EP so far, this is another artist whose album is highly anticipated. Well, that will do for this month. As ever, I look forward to hearing what my fellow listeners have chosen. Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
All right. Thanks, as beautiful, always, Steven. To Steven. Wonderful. Okay. So we start here with Times of Grace, mm-hmm. The Burden of Belief. That song takes a while. It kind of builds up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, as Steven was saying, yeah, it's a building slow right. burner, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also has kind of a 90s sound to me. A
little bit, yeah. And I didn't know anything about the Hymn of the Broken Man album either, released in 2011. So kind of amazing to put your second album out 10 years after your first album. Pretty incredible. I noticed, too, looking here, that when they started recording material as a side project, they announced it on their MySpace. So it was definitely a while ago. Yeah, 2008, apparently, they started recording the Hymn of a Broken Man. So that's something I have to check out.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. All right. Steven. So then one more pick here from Steven. Francis Lyon. Mm-hmm. And the song is Home.
The tainted truth is my nerves are tempered. My veins are drained out. I stand alone. In a quiet corner, the tension's getting loud on my mind. Familiar faces on my mind, stuck in time, forever stuck in time. The ones who can't decide. My home is always in my body. My home is always in my pride. My home is always in my body. My home is always on my mind. My home is always in my body. My home is always in my pride. My home is always in my body. My home is always on my mind.
All right, there you go. Both of his selections have a certain, like, majesty to them.
Yes,
I think,
this without spot. A doubt. Yeah, grandeur, without a doubt.
There you go. Yeah,
very cool. And I was just looking at a really little article here about Francis Lyon's single, Home, and interesting that she got her start hooking up with Linda Perry from Four Non Blondes. So,
oh, okay.
That's a pretty influential group.
Sort of makes sense.
Yeah. Totally. I can kind of see that. So that's really neat and cool that she's supporting her. It also says her parents sang background vocals on this song.
So okay.
Definitely. When you're in the lockdown, you grab anybody you can, I guess, to help you out. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for that. Let's move on now. Steven. Our next caller is Mackenzie Crenshaw.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? It's Mackenzie Crenshaw here with a May new music pick. Duran Jones and the Indications released a new lead single called Witch You, that's W-I-T-C-H-O-O, for their album that's coming out in July. This actually kind of really nicely ties into Leave the Door Open from last month, because to me, this single signals like a shift in the R&B and soul sphere. So like that was giving me very much an updated Gamble and Huff type of thing. This single immediately made me think of artists like the Isley Brothers and Parliament. So like, I'm super excited because I think we could pretty solidly say we were in the mid to late 60s retro soul sound and kind of the R&B side of music. But there seems to now be some experimentation with funk and disco and later soul music. So I'm excited. And if these are the type of releases we're going to get so close together, I'm on board for it. I hope you guys are staying safe. If you're vaccinated, woohoo, let's have a happy summer. I'm super excited to get back outside. See you guys next time.
That is pretty great.
Oh, that's awesome. That was hard to turn off. And I'm right there with Mackenzie. If this is the kind of music we're going to get, I'm down with it too, man. Here for it. Yeah. And I will say, as we were listening to that track, a book came to my mind, Jim, as they often do. And there's a book. I don't know if we've talked about it on this podcast. I'd have to go and check. One of my favorites. It's called Love Goes to Buildings on Fire, 5 years in New York that changed music forever. And in that book, focused between like 72 and 77, 78, there's a lot of talk about how R&B, soul, disco, salsa all kind of blended together. And that song reminded me of that. It was very, very interesting. It came right to my mind. So if you haven't read that book by Will Hermes, check it out. It's only $2.99 on Kindle, folks. So if you're a Kindleite like me, you can check it out for cheap.
Yeah. I kind of like how these like kind of retro soul groups or whatever are kind of moving from that like 60s style into like this early 70s, mid 70s kind of style, right?
Yeah, Gamblin' Huff was fun. A great shout out. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay, one more call today.
Okay.
Bob Peterson.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. This is Bob Peterson calling. I have my new music pick for May. It's an album called Boogie Shoes, which is a live album from Alex Chilton in the High Rhythm Section. It's an album that was recorded back in 1999 in Memphis at a benefit, and the story behind the concert is quite amazing. The producer for the concert called Alex Chilton, who was living in New Orleans, and tried to get him to come back to Memphis to perform. Alex was reticent to come, and the producer offered up the High Rhythm Section as his backing band. Alex couldn't resist and came to play. What's truly amazing is that the band never even rehearsed. They just showed up, and Alex called out the songs that they played, and the band fell in line, and they were amazing. Alex chose a great selection of songs. They're mostly standard R&B, soul, and rock and roll songs that are very familiar, and they covered songs from Chuck Berry and Little Richard and Fats Domino, to name a few. And it really was an inspired performance by Alex. The High Rhythm Section is a great band. They were the house band at High Studios in Memphis and played behind a lot of legendary performers like Ann Peebles, Otis Clay, and Al Green. And they handled these songs with a lot of skill. Alex was truly inspired in this performance. He was calling out key changes during the middle of the songs and calling out solos from different band members, and they really rock it up. They sound great. I'd say the highlight of the album for me is the last song they played was called Trying to Live My Life Without You, which was an Otis Clay song. I never really liked the song, but by this time in the concert, the band was really swinging, and that's the song I'd recommend you play. As far as everything else on the album, there's not one weak song. Alex's lyrics were unbelievable. He really does a nice interpretation of all these old standards. The way this band performs it, it sounds very fresh and very new. Probably the most inspired work I've heard from Alex during his solo years. So this is just a great song. I'd highly recommend it. It sounds like a great summer album, and I can tell it's going to be the soundtrack to my...
All right, and then Bob got cut off there, calling into the phone line. But
yeah, soundtrack to his summer.
That's right.
So he's wrapping up with, yeah.
Yep. Okay, so that's a just-released live album,
mm-hmm.
Alex Chilton and the High Rhythm Section. Of course, we're both big Star fans.
Totally.
Alex Chilton. I saw Alex Chilton live once. Did you ever see him solo?
Yeah, I did. I was lucky enough to see him a couple times. Yeah, at the old 930 Club. It was cool.
I saw him at a club in Chicago around 89, 90, somewhere in that range. And 89. I think it was 1989.
Okay.
I just remember he was in this period where he was kind of doing a lot of like standards and things like that.
That's
I remember
the time I saw him too.
I remember Volare being a song that he liked to sing.
Right? Had real short hair, I think, at that period. Yeah.
Yes.
And it's good that Bob pointed out that it was the High Rhythm Section known for the Memphis label, not some of the other High Rhythm Sections that Alex had played with previously, because that's a pretty different thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I gotcha. Yeah. And then also kind of tying into a little bit of what we were talking about with the Duran Jones and the Indication song, you know, obviously one of the songs that Alex Chilton covers here is Boogie Shoes.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. That makes total sense. You guys know Boogie Shoes? Yeah.
This is a wonderful song. That's a great pop
song.
Great
tune.
Okay. All right. So anyway, we'll do the song that Bob suggested, Trying to Live My Life Without You.
Yeah.
We'll do that as the play out here. So, all right, tomorrow we'll have more listener new music picks, okay. And then the rest of the week. So there's going to be four total episodes with listener picks. Lots of great stuff coming up.
Excellent.
All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Boston.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow.
When they started recording material as a side project, they announced it on their MySpace.